Welcome to the Great Food Debate, a podcast where we show you where to eat, drink, and more in Central Ohio. I'm Abby Armbruster, a page designer with This Week Community News and the host of this show. As you've already seen in the title of this episode, we're talking about breakfast food today. With dozens of fast food chain and mom-and-pop restaurants throughout Central Ohio, everyone has an opinion on where to find the best-tasting breakfast food in Columbus. So where should you go? Our panelists are here to share their answers, and they will discuss who they are, what they do, and what makes them an expert on breakfast food.
Jim Fisher, arts editor at Columbus Alive, and longtime consumer of all things breakfast for probably 50 plus years. So I'm just going to say that's my qualification.
I think that's
I've been
enough.
Eating breakfast my whole life.
All right, and next to him we have...
I'm Nick Decker. I write the food blog Breakfast with Nick. Been doing that for 11 years, eaten a lot of breakfast around the city and anywhere we travel. Also have the good fortune to write about food and drink for Columbus Monthly, Columbus Alive, and The Dispatch.
Perfect. And we also have...
And I'm Erin Edwards. I'm the dining editor at Columbus Monthly. And I hail from Nashville, Tennessee, home to the best biscuits in the world.
Ooh.
Loveless Cafe.
It's true.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. So now that we have the introductions out of the way, I want each of you to say where to find the best breakfast in Columbus or Central Ohio as a whole, and why it's so good. And you each have about a minute to do so. So, Jim, let's start with you. Where is the best place to get breakfast?
I would start at Kroger. Or Giant Eagle.
Took my answer.
Or Meijer, or any place where they sell cold breakfast cereal and milk that you can take to your house. You take it, and then you just open the box and the little bag that's inside, and you pour it in your bowl. And then preferably, and I'll get into this maybe a little bit later if we have some time, but preferably like a Cocoa Krispies maybe, or a Frosted Mini Wheats, for example. And then you add some milk usually, and then you eat it. It's really good.
That sounds like a very low maintenance.
Highly recommended.
Fascinating.
Don't come to my house, but start at a grocery store. And work from there.
Interesting. Wow. All right, Erin, what about you?
Are people paying for this advice?
Not. No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Wow. Very tough question. I got to go with maybe Skillet. You could, in Germ Village, you could argue that's brunch, not breakfast. That's a whole other podcast.
Yes.
You know, what's the difference? But, you know, everything Chef Kevin Caskey makes is... out of this world. It's a farm-to-table approach. Everything's very fresh. It's a small place, so it's often there's a wait, but it's worth the wait. So that's got to be my go-to.
Perfect. And Nick, I assume you have maybe more than one option here, so that's why I figured you'd be last.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually, when people ask, like, what is my favorite, what I think is the best breakfast, I usually say I have, like, a rotating top five.
Okay.
Because it changes, and it depends on the dish and everything. I would agree with Skillet belonging in the top five. The fact that they have a rotating menu, but the fact that you can just show up and trust whatever they make, I think speaks volumes to it. Couple other contenders I would throw into the ring. One of them, full disclosure, they advertise on my site, but I've loved them before they started doing that, is the Starliner Diner in Hilliard. I would put their chilaquiles, add the chorizo, which is something they'll put on my tombstone, always add the chorizo. that I would put as my single, that is my the top breakfast dish in Columbus. I usually say for me, if they made a bottomless version, I would eat that until I passed out. Some other contenders I would put in there. I know it's very hip, but Catalina's.
Sure.
I really do enjoy their stuff. The pancake balls get a lot of traction. People really love those. It's fun to make every joke that you can make about a dish like that. but I would actually put, they have a fried chicken breakfast sandwich that has a little bit of hot sauce and a fried egg on top of it. Is
the breakfast chickwich.
The chickwich, if we want to go with the properly branded name. One of my other favorites is kind of an unsung hero, and the breakfast tour that I lead, we go there, is a place called Kolache Republic. in German Village, the city's only kolache bakery. We, you know, Columbus, we have German roots. We don't have Eastern European roots like Northeast Ohio.
Sure.
So it, I think it's taken them some work to introduce people to what are kolaches, these little Czech pastries. But the breakfast sandwiches that they make, again, the one with chorizo in it, is fantastic. It's so simple, but it works so, so well. Chorizo, scrambled eggs, a little bit of cheese in there. Very compact, very delicious.
Well, and I don't want to assume your answer here, Nick, but I wanted to ask all three of you, do you prefer more of a savory breakfast or a sweet breakfast? And Nick, I kind of assume you're going to say savory based on the amount of chorizo you mentioned.
Yeah, that's,
am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, I mean, I can always get down with a good waffle or some French toast, but I usually land on the savory side.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron, what about you?
Same, savory.
Savory?
Yeah. I mean, I love pancakes, but I just get bored after a while.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so, very one note,
right.
Pretty much.
I need some variety in my breakfast life.
And Jim, what about you? Sweet or savory?
I'll go sweet.
You will?
Yeah. Pancakes, French toast, pastries, donuts, cold cereal you may have heard of.
Oh.
Also sweet.
Yes, also a sweet breakfast choice. So, yeah, sweet breakfast for sure.
And speaking of which, Aaron and Jim both were here for our donut episode, which was our first ever episode. If you want to listen to that now and hear them talk at length about the best donuts.
It was epic.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, they both chose the same place. So, as their favorite place to get donuts.
Now you have to go listen to find out.
You're not going
to
say the answer.
Right. Can't give them everything. Yeah. So let's talk about weekday versus the weekend for breakfast, because obviously on the weekday when you're heading to work, you're not making a full spread of pancakes or anything. Huevos Rancheros, nothing like that. So what are you typically grabbing before you head to work? Nick, let's start with you.
We do make a lot of breakfast at home. There's many mornings we just do cereal, but we love scrambled and fried eggs. Mm. So and it's easy to make them in bulk. Both of my boys eat them. So a lot of times we'll just do scrambled eggs on toast.
Mm, yeah, that's an easy choice.
Yeah.
Mm. Jim, what about you? Is it cereal, I'm guessing?
Yeah, the weekend allows for two or three bowls.
You get really fancy on weekends.
Yeah. And often, you know, different flavors and textures. So we can get into all that, too, if you'd like. But no, we'll also cook, obviously, during the week when you're in a hurry. That's probably a bowl of cereal almost every day. But on the weekends, yeah, sometimes get up and cook. That's a thing that my dad thought it was his contribution. I mean, I love my dad, God rest his soul, but he thought it was his contribution to the cooking part of running a family to make Saturday morning and Sunday afternoon meals. Mm-hmm. And those were typically scrambled eggs, bacon, and toast. Mm. And so we will do that. I now apparently carry on that tradition in the Fisher family.
It's quite the mantle to take up.
Yes, it is.
And Aaron, what do you typically make on the work mornings?
During the week, smoothies, lots of M&M's.
Oh, yeah.
Smoothies lately. Or I'll just like grab a banana or yogurt. I have to admit, I can't believe I'm going to admit this right now, but I did used to live near North Market.
Oh.
And some mornings, many mornings, I would go in and get the mixed berry scone from Omega.
Oh,
bakery.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my favorite scones ever. I've stopped doing that, and now we're on smoothies.
Trading mixed berries for smoothies with mixed berries in them.
I'm wondering if there's some sort of sequential thing about all of that.
Yes.
What comes next? Yeah. After?
You are listening to The Great Food Debate, and do you guys consider breakfast a legitimate meal, meaning at the same size of lunch or dinner? I mean, for me, especially on the weekends, I do, but I know some people probably disagree. Some people don't even eat breakfast, so.
Who are those people?
I've always wondered that. Who are those people? Nick, what's your take on breakfast as a meal?
I think most definitely as a meal. I'm a fan. I don't always do it. But I'm a fan of treating breakfast as a bigger meal and then having a lighter lunch. Mm-hmm. And then back to bigger meal with dinner. I don't always abide by that. I certainly do three big meals a day on a regular basis.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah. And Aaron, what about you?
I adore breakfast. I would eat it for dinner.
Yes.
But I love dinner equally, probably. Lunch, if I had to throw one away,
yeah,
it might be lunch.
I would agree.
Yeah. But my boyfriend actually doesn't believe in dinner. So,
really?
Which is always interesting.
What does that
He's
even
gonna
mean?
He's going to kill me for saying
like
this.
Like 2 meals a day? That's all
he just thinks it's a useless meal because then you go to bed and, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
From an energy standpoint. So
oh, wow.
I do believe that breakfast is important to get you.
Eat to
going.
Live, he abides by, not live to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
I am live to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I am definitely live to eat. And Jim?
Yeah, I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
Truth be told, breakfast food is not only satisfactory for a meal in and of itself at traditional breakfast time, mm-hmm, but for all other meals as well. So let's say you had a scone, right, for breakfast. Then certainly, like pancakes with bacon, maybe some potatoes, fried potatoes, and some toast for lunch. I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And then you can go home. You've had a nice big lunch, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So you just have a bowl of cereal then for dinner. That's I don't understand how we're even having this conversation,
yeah,
whether breakfast is a real meal or not.
Yeah.
People often ask me, like, I get the question of why breakfast? Like, why do you write about that? And it's exactly those reasons. Is you can have anything for breakfast and it counts, or you can have breakfast any time of day and it still counts. I mean, to make us feel better, we invented the term brunch and then brinner to accommodate it, but it's really true.
Yeah. And if you're anything like me, you have second breakfast after
yes.
a light breakfast. Second
yeah.
breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
It's very Hobbit-like.
Muffin at 10:30
yeah.
or 11
o'clock. Yeah, 11
yeah.
C's,
yeah. T's. So this question is not for me because I'm vegetarian, but for you three, what is your go-to breakfast meat? Sausage, bacon, ham, maybe steak? I don't know. Jim, what about you?
All those are appropriate, but bacon probably number one.
Aaron?
I mean, is it going to be unanimous? No, you're chorizo, aren't you? Sorry.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm bacon.
Honored that you would remember that.
Bacon all the way.
Yeah. And Nick, chorizo?
Yeah, I would. It sounds like sacrilege. I love bacon, but usually a good sausage edges it out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, chorizo is great for cooking with, right?
Yes,
you
yeah.
add it to eggs.
It's very
you
complimentary.
Add it to,
yep.
right, something mm-hmm. else. So you're having a forkful that includes multiple tastes,
yes.
including chorizo.
Yep.
Bacon, I think, would be a side dish to me, right? I prefer that as a side dish where I'm just going to pick up a piece of bacon and eat it.
Yep.
But chorizo in, an omelet or with scrambled eggs
yep.
or something like
yep.
that, yeah, first rate. I can't argue with that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. And
much as I might try.
That's right. Yeah.
And what type of drink are you having with breakfast? Probably coffee all around. Maybe. Is that true?
Definitely coffee.
Definitely coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, black coffee.
Yeah?
Yeah, also coffee.
Or
a latte.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're fancy.
Yeah.
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 It depends on the season if it's hot or cold.
That's
coffee.
Definitely true.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
always hot.
Jim's shaking
hot
his head
coffee.
Now. Hot coffee all
Black
the time?
Black coffee all the time.
Even in the summer?
Even like a half hour ago.
Oh. And we did do a whole coffee episode, which you can listen as well in our archive. But what about favorite breakfast bread, like English muffin, bagel, toast? Ooh. What do you mostly have on hand at home? Jim, what about you? Let's start off with you.
Bread is always there, but I think that an English muffin is really a first-rate way to go. It adds a little bit extra something to whatever sort of topping you're putting, a jelly or something, or maybe even a little bit of meat. I know some people will occasionally, make almost like a cold cut type sandwich with maybe an egg or something like that. And there are restaurants I've heard that use the English muffin along with some sort of meat and egg and cheese as a breakfast food. I'm not sure where those restaurants are, but
they're out there.
But I know I've seen that somewhere. But anyway, an English muffin. I'm all in favor of that.
All right, perfect. Aaron, what about you?
Let's see. Well, shout out to biscuits.
Mm.
I love biscuits.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm a harsh critic of biscuits, so I'm usually disappointed because they're not loveless.
Sure.
But I should give a shout out to Dan the Baker and the Toast Bar.
Yes.
Which is a hidden little gem over in Grandview. You can get a toast flight
Yeah.
You know, choose a different, three different types of breads, and their toppings, different jams.
That sounds amazing.
Honey, yeah. You know. So anything Dan the Baker makes, pretty much, that's my go-to bread.
Do they still do the mushroom toast there? I remember that being phenomenal.
Know. Yeah.
It was like an open-faced mushroom toast at Dan the Baker. Oh. That was... Yeah. Fantastic.
Delicious. Yeah. And Nick, where do you fall on bread?
Usually a big fan of bread. Yeah.
Don't fall on the bread.
I don't want to fall on it. I don't want to crush it. But toast and bagels. I love rye toast. Would agree with the English muffin. They have a nice texture to it. Catches butter very well if you melt some butter in there. I would give a shout out to Baba's, which is in the University District. They have their griddle muffins, which they describe as a cross between an English muffin and a biscuit. Oh. And it took them like a year to perfect that, but it just has a wonderful texture. Nice. Also, they make it in breakfast sandwiches with chorizo. So, I mean, it's right up my alley.
You're listening to The Great Food Debate, and we were doing some research on some of the breakfast trends, and some of them are mostly ethnic-inspired breakfasts, like ramen at breakfast time or the chikichanga at first watch, which is like a chicken chimichanga, or I think I'm going to mispronounce this, but the shashuka, which is like... marinara like sauce with eggs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Have you seen those appearing on menus? Nick, let's start with you.
Yes, I can very specifically name like three places that have it. The Olive Tree in Hilliard, they make it, as does, it's fun to say, Hoofhearted Brewing. So if you don't get the name, Hoofhearted. So. the Market Italian Village. Mm-hmm. I think there's other places. Yeah. I want to say the Table had a version of it for a while. I really like the one at the Market Italian Village. Mm-hmm. They do a poached egg in it, and they fry up some chickpeas and throw those in, so it's a little crispy. But very rich dish and very adaptable too. One of the chefs at the market said that this is like the Mediterranean version of hash, where you can kind of throw anything in, and everyone's mom has a different recipe for it.
Yeah.
So it's a very versatile dish.
And that's the shashuka, right? Am I pronouncing that right? I don't know.
I've heard it as shashuka and shakshuka. So. Okay. And I've seen multiple spellings.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that everywhere on the internet in the last year. I mean, it's like that's the go-to breakfast or dinner. Easy, you know?
Yeah. And Jim, if you tire of cereal, it's fairly easy to make at home, too.
That could be interesting. Can I buy that at Kroger or Giant Eagle?
You could buy the separate ingredients.
I have a theory as to why it may be.
Oh yeah, tell me.
Trending. It makes a beautiful Instagram photo.
That's
really honest.
It really does.
That's really true.
There you go.
And breakfast bowls are still on trend. About a year ago, that was kind of like everything can be served in a bowl, and apparently that's still true.
I know many of my breakfasts are served in a bowl.
And the other trends coming up are avocado toast and fancy oatmeal, which I feel like oatmeal is definitely becoming a way more popular. Overnight oatmeal or just dressing it up however you want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But or like pickled vegetables on top of an omelet or a ramen of some sort. Eggs on everything.
Eggs,
you can add
everything.
An egg.
Yeah. That's the nice thing that I usually say is like, this is why brunch is so popular. You just take all your favorite dishes and you throw an egg on it.
And it's brunch.
And it counts. And no one judges you for drinking alcohol at 10 a.m.
That's right.
It's like Portlandia, you know.
Put
an egg on it.
Yeah. And is there anything that you wish was still in Columbus or that you haven't been able to try from breakfast? Like someone mentioned, actually, Jim, on the donut episode, you mentioned the square donut, which we don't have here as far as we know. But is there anything that you wish we had here that we just haven't perfected or haven't been able to find in the breakfast realm? Nick, is there anything you're searching for?
I would say there's a lot of things I'm searching for, but that's a different podcast episode. I would say, I know there's some good examples, but interesting uses of seafood. I think having been on the West Coast and I remember I had a really great like smoked salmon hash in Portland at a place called Gravy. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to see something like that. Or sort of the East Coast, like you think like the New York deli, like sturgeon and eggs and stuff like that. I'd love to see more of that.
And Aaron, is there anything you've been missing? Good biscuits, probably.
Good biscuits. And I love, you know, biscuits and country ham. Mm. And maybe I just haven't searched, looked hard enough for it. But, you know, really good cuts. salty as all get out country ham with red eye gravy. It's just, you can't beat it.
And Jim, is there anything you're
yeah, I'm going to call out Kroger right here. Kroger stores don't seem to have the maple brown sugar frosted mini wheats. I have to go to Meijer or Giant Eagle for those.
Who has the time?
And what am I supposed to do? Multiple grocery runs? But actually, the answer to that question is, of course, yes. Frosted mini wheats. I made this comment in a piece I wrote for Columbus Alive not too long ago. You should probably begin searching for that on the internet right now, where I rank breakfast cereals. Frosted mini wheats. Ranked number one. I called them the mullet of breakfast cereals. I'm not going to explain the metaphor if you don't already get the metaphor, but I should hope that it would make sense to you. But anyway, so I'll call out Kroger and say that they should also stock the maple and brown sugar frosted mini wheats.
Man, they've been warned. I'm sure they're shaking in their boots now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Jim, I will say, I think one of the best bowls of cereal is when you get the end of the box of mini wheats, because then it's all crushed up.
Yeah,
and it's like
exactly.
Fine powdered sugar. It turns into a mush, and it's delicious.
It is really yummy and almost tastes like a cooked cereal, except for it's cold.
All right. And we'll wrap it up with this last question, I think. What is your favorite classic chain breakfast spot, and what are you ordering when you're going there? So things like IHOP, Denny's, Waffle House, Bob Evans. What would be a favorite thing to order there, Jim?
I'm going with Bob Evans. They have a multigrain pancake, which is really good. Of course, the Rise and Shine breakfast is just a basic combo type breakfast, but they call it Rise and Shine. I put that one word, so it sounds kind of German. If you make one word out of it, it sounds kind of German, so it's exotic at Bob Evans. It's really great.
All right. Aaron, what about you?
Let's see. I played soccer growing up, so it was lots of driving to tournaments.
Oh, sure.
And there's always a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Cracker Barrel.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
I basically grew up on Cracker Barrel, and I can't remember what I ate there. But
everything's good.
Something with eggs, something with bacon, and probably a biscuit.
The one advantage that Cracker Barrel has is that they have eggs in a hole, which I love, but nobody else seems to offer. So
it's not my place.
And I love playing that game they have.
With the peg.
Yes. Love that game.
You can buy it, I think, in their general store.
You can't.
All right. And Nick, where is your classic go-to?
I'm learning to really love Waffle House, thanks to Chef Matt Higgins here in Columbus. He and I have met there for breakfast a couple times.
Wow.
The pecan waffles and bacon and hash browns and over easy eggs.
Oh, and if you ever want to watch something hilarious, who's the chef? Anthony Bourdain goes to Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best visit. He goes there when he's drunk, but it's great. And he appreciates it. So I guess, is there any other thing that you guys wanted to mention about breakfast that we've not covered yet?
Did we talk about anything healthy?
No, I don't think we have.
I don't really eat healthy breakfast.
I mean, you mentioned smoothies, but that's probably the only healthy
thing
you mentioned.
Someone did mention oatmeal. Does that count?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Depends what you put on it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if I'm looking for something a little bit healthier, lighter, Alchemy is a great place on Parsons. I believe they just opened a second location.
Yes.
In Grandview. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yes. That just opened like last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, great place for juices, smoothies, smoothie bowls, you know, avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love avocados. Mm-hmm. I'm the traditional millennial that way. Nick, any other last comments about breakfast?
I think it's worth mentioning that we have a really strong diner scene, too.
Yes.
Kind of every corner of Columbus, and people are fiercely loyal to their diners. Like, if you want to get someone really angry, make a list of, like, the 10 best diners in Columbus and leave one out, and then their regulars will come after you.
That sounds to me like a great idea for a future podcast.
It's coming up soon.
It sounds like this actually happened to you.
Yeah.
Did this actually
happen? I made a list once and I did not put the German Village coffee shop, which should have been on there. This was years ago. I was young. I didn't know what I was talking about. But yeah, multiple comments where people were like, how come you didn't put that on there?
Wow.
It's like, they're going to come get
me. Do you see my list right here? That's at the very top.
Yeah. I mean, that's bacon, the way they press it on the grill.
That's a classic example of why you can't limit a list, right? I know we all want to have lists that are 5, 10, 20, 25, something like that. But if you've got 12 places that are really, really good, you know, and if we've learned nothing from BuzzFeed, you can have any random number of numbers on a list, and it's just fine. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I think that's about it, unless we need to bring up any other great restaurants.
Just the ones that serve chorizo.
Perfect. All right. Well, since all three of you guys are not here in our office, Nick, where can people find more about Breakfast with Nick?
Breakfastwithnick.com. And I'm on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Perfect. Aaron, where can people find out more about you?
Well, subscribe to Columbus Monthly.
Perfect.
You can also find me at E.G. Edwards, which is a terrible handle, I know.
Another G, you could be egg, and then you could breakfast.
Yeah. Wow. Watch out, Nick.
I just made that up.
And Jim, if they want to read more of your stuff, where can they
find sure. In print every week in Columbus Alive and online at columbusalive.com.
Perfect. And to find your cereal list, too.
Absolutely. That's just search columbusalive.com for definitive ranking of breakfast cereals.
Perfect. As always, we want to hear from you. Did we miss your favorite breakfast place in Columbus, or do you disagree with any of our options here? Please send us an email at online@thisweeknews.com or send us a tweet at This Week News. Aaron, Jim, Nick, thank you guys for joining us. And if you have any suggestions for topics, please email us at online@thisweeknews.com and be sure to subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This is Abby Armbruster saying happy eating.